Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie. Hey, Mama. You're Christy,
girlfriend.
Marie. I'm Julie.
That's right. That's right. You got it right.
Yay.
And trying to think about what I want to start talking, because usually I start out with a joke.
Yes.
But here is no joke. A house mouse can live up to 4 years.
And every time that female house mouse
gives birth,
they can have up to five other house mice.
5.5.
5.5. And that 0.5 makes a lot when you think about
5.5 babies.
Yes. Now, we tried to ask Alexa how many times that little mouse will give birth the course of a year. She wasn't up to saying that. But the idea.
She wasn't willing to
search the web
for that information. No.
But the idea, so in some ways, we must be vigilant.
Yes, because we caught a house mouse. We went and bought 6 humane mouse traps.
Yes.
Because we just couldn't bear to see them eat their paws off or snap their necks.
Right.
However, if Norm forgets about a box.
Yes.
And which has happened, and they die inside there, and then they start to decompose. That's nasty as well.
That and also we have then found the guilt of trying to be humane and then failing at being humane.
Yes.
It's one thing to just say this is a quick death, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
That's one thing.
That's one wing. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. The glue, I agree. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I hear people talk about it and you see a little mouse like just trying
so hard
to get
it. I can't bear that.
But I know they work really well.
Yeah.
Okay. I know they work really well. However, I just can't bear it.
No.
But like, you know, I get it.
We spent good bucks.
To
buy humane ones.
We spent time putting good food in the humane boxes.
Finding out that they really just love pretzels.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then only to find out that if Normano doesn't do his job. Now, I have said, like, I am willing to do any job that he doesn't want to take over.
Right.
I really am.
Yes.
But I am pretty firm on my.
You're very firm.
I'm like, Daddy, I know this is really sexist of me and ageist of me in some sense, but you're the older male in the household. And I feel it's your duty to take care of spiders and mice.
Right.
And they all must try to go outside first.
Yes.
I know that if they pass away in the trying.
Right.
But we must try to get. Now, sometimes spiders, I will take them outside.
Mm-hmm.
Or now because of the weather and because we have those little pincher ones. What are those called? Those horrible water bugs. Oh, my God. I hate those.
Inside our house.
I'm sorry, you don't see them yet.
No.
I've seen a couple, and so I just try and take them outside.
Okay.
And they always look shell-shocked, like, why am I out here? What's going on?
I like the inside. Air conditioning.
Yeah, I like, hello, you've got air conditioning people. Yeah. So
one of my friends had a mouse problem in her house. And she brought a hot water bottle from her bedroom into she was going to refill it.
Right.
And then, you know, get hot water in it. But somehow a little mouse had come along for the ride. She hadn't noticed it. So when she got to the sink, the mouse jumped off the hot water bottle and into her sink. And she freaked out and she pushed him down the garbage disposal and turned the garbage disposal on.
Ah.
And she said, don't hate me because I did that. And I went,
I don't hate you because you did that.
I don't hate
the behavior.
But
I don't hate you. That's pretty rough stuff.
That's
though.
Pretty tough for me to take,
yeah.
though. I guess it might have been fast, hopefully.
It would have been. But the problem is if the mouse got down there and couldn't get back up, what do you do then?
What do you mean?
She
turned the garbage disposal on.
No, I'm saying is, if you didn't turn the garbage disposal on and the mouse got into the disposal, how'd you get the mouse out?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
That would be tough.
It's very tough. It's we had an infestation about you. That's
in our house?
No, we had a little bit of a mouse problem.
Oh, okay.
Infestation is a big word.
Yeah, it's a huge word.
And it's not infestation.
I'm thinking New Zealand when you say that.
Yeah, no, that was Australia.
Australia, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. New Zealand has a way of cutting that stuff off, man.
I think, you know, if New Zealand would take me, I'm there. But they would not take me.
They really consider themselves one of the best places to live on Earth.
Yeah.
Except for those horrible, horrible earthquakes.
Well, they also have these lava tubes. If I could find a way to get to a lava tube and live in a lava tube,
yeah,
then I'm okay. But I don't know.
Why would you be okay?
No, because they're lava tubes with nothing. There's no lava in them.
What if an earthquake comes? Only because there's no lava in them at the moment.
Yeah.
Because the earthquake isn't active. But really, New Zealand is just filled with earthquakes and volcanoes.
Are they really?
It's kind of like one of the reasons why it's such a great aesthetic looking, because it's got these wild. It's such a small place for such a vast amount of. Yeah.
I kind of dig them. I mean, any place that wouldn't take me. That gotta be cool.
Well, there you go. I remember reading that New Zealand is strategically placed that you might not get any radiation if there's a world war.
Mm.
And so rich people, Silicon Valley people, have been going there and trying to buy up land because they can.
Well, especially if you have enough Bitcoin.
Exactly. So then the New Zealand people, I watched this whole episode on this, and I don't know if it's true anymore.
From where?
Oh, God. I think it was on PBS, and it was talking about New Zealand. And then it was just saying, like, you know, because this girl was, she was a social, she was an American, she was a social influencer, but she wanted to go live in New Zealand for a while. Mm-hmm. And she could, but she couldn't actually live there. She could only visit.
Mm-hmm.
So she couldn't stay there. And so she goes, but she really.
How long can you be a visitor there?
I don't remember that part. Mm-hmm. But
they'll take your tourist money then.
Yes.
They'll take your visitor money.
Yes. But, you know, they have a pretty much intact, complete. Economy, like we kind of know what's going in, what's going out.
What?
I mean, it's just an island. And then you think about living in Hawaii, you know, and like there's this one island in Hawaii, because Hawaii is just made up of all these little islands, right?
I get it.
I think it's Lanai, and they have more deer there than people.
Oh yeah.
And like you actually have to. It's like you must kill a deer.
Yeah.
And I thought, but if
and
you
that's
were,
your initiation to live there.
Yes. But I thought to myself, well, you've got. I mean, that's really a good food source. I mean,
yes.
You could probably live off of a deer.
Yeah.
For you know,
a good time.
A good time.
Yeah.
But then you know, you've always wanted to live on an island. You want to live in Coopsville, which is an island, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
But it's an island that's attached to the rest of the world, so you could drive over. It's a bridge.
Yes.
Hawaii is so different.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
You're just out there.
The middle of it. I mean, they're literally the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere land. But it's supposed to be. But you are so isolated. I can't imagine if you would feel good out there.
Yeah, I know.
Would you? Or even good in New Zealand. You're so isolated.
Yeah.
I mean, I think.
If Hugh Jackman was there with me.
Okay.
Then maybe
mm-hmm.
I could be isolated. Because you know what I think about, you know, here's why I think I could do Hugh.
Oh, tell me.
Who's the guy that I used to like? The country western star.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah. Totally. Can't even remember his name anymore.
Yes.
Totally. No, I'm totally over him.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going with Hugh.
Got it.
And I like Hugh because he is like, he has a life coach.
Yes.
And Hugh and I meditate. Mm-hmm. Every day together with Sam Harris.
Yes.
I mean, the fact that he's married is a little inconvenient.
For your fantasies. But it's your
fantasy.
Or
the fact that I'm married.
Yeah, it's a little inconvenient. But the idea that you can work around that in your fantasy.
Yes.
Hell, it's your fantasy.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
In my fantasy, I can live on an island because a plane can drop a shipment whenever
this is true.
Yeah.
And if the world doesn't work like that anymore, hopefully there's enough stuff going on that it could be self-sufficient,
right?
You know, that would be the key. You know, that's it's just, it's a crazy world when you think about all that stuff and you're just going, okay, here I am loving Hugh Jackman in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And
but it's interesting though, because I find him, because here's the thing, as the older I get, I'm not going for like sexuality, you know, like being turned on.
Right.
It's more of a mind thing now.
Well, and the reason why we even brought up Hugh Jackman, who we've never brought up before, there. Yes, Mom has brought Blake Shelton many times before in this podcast.
Yes.
Not, I don't think Hugh Jackman has ever come out of our mouths.
Right.
I love him as an actor but I like Logan. I like the movie Logan. Yes. I like him as X-Men.
Yes.
You know, I like the fact that he's just out there fucking crushing it, you know, being 54 or 50, whatever, something.
51.
And he's just crushing it out there, you know? And I look at him going, I'm jealous of your knees. You know, that's what I'm jealous of.
Yes.
And I told you, I said, I haven't listened to Tim Ferriss in a while. Mm-hmm. One reason, and I'm just going to come frankly out.
Be truthful.
I'm going to be so truthful about this.
I'm going to be brutally truthful?
Brutally truthful. At some point, it sounds like mutual masturbation.
Yes.
And, but is that the right phrase, really?
Yes.
Okay. The other phrase is they're both jerking each other off. So that's not masturbation. But I mean, I just like, yes, you're great, Tim Ferriss.
No, yeah.
No, you're great, Tim Ferriss. No, Hugh Jackman, you're the best. I'm like, all right, you two get a room. Now, if this didn't sound like every podcast Tim Ferriss has had in the last 2 years, I wouldn't say anything.
Right.
But the truth is, I stopped listening to him because I'm like, I get it. Tim Ferriss, you're fucking wonderful.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you. And the guests you interview.
They're
amazing also. And a lot of times then when I leave your podcast, I feel like shit. So F you both. And now Tim Ferriss has a girlfriend.
No, he does not.
And they live together and very deeply about each other.
And they have to think about how they have this relationship and how it works because Tim Ferriss has a girlfriend.
Yes, Tim Ferriss has a girlfriend.
as we found out.
And it's funny.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, and I say
and we live together.
And we live together. Because if you can Google Tim Ferriss, and sometimes is Tim Ferriss gay comes up.
Right.
And I'm like, I hope he is. That would be great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You need someone who's gay that doesn't talk about being gay.
Right.
Just like, yeah. Because guess what? Don't talk about your sexuality. I don't care if you're gay, straight, whatever. No one cares about me.
Why should I care about them?
Yeah.
No, but we now know, though, that Tim Ferriss has a girlfriend.
Yes, as he has pointed out many times
but
now.
Millennials think this. I can be in a heterosexual relationship and still be bisexual.
And possibly be gay.
And be gay. I'm just not participating in that aspect of my sexuality.
And I totally get that now.
We understand that.
I understand that. And because the older I get,
we've
been schooled. But the older I get, the more I realize that none of that makes a big difference.
None of what makes a big difference?
Like how you define your relationship
got it.
The only person that matters is who you're defining it with.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't care. I just don't. And then, and don't care about mine because mine's too complicated as well. So just go for it. But I remember talking to millennial Quinners, and I said, you know, it's so interesting because you don't really talk about, like back in the day, the first thing you would say to someone, oh, who are you dating? Who are you seeing? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But no one asks that question anymore.
You can't. And you can't because your HR is going to go ramrod you.
And so I'm curious.
Even if you're not in a corporation, it's the invisible HR.
So my...
Always a third party in the conversation.
Yes. Is HR.
Yeah.
You know what? That is definitely a blog post. You know, don't forget HR is always a third person in your conversation.
That's right.
Even if you work for yourself.
Yes.
And even more so then, because the only person I can get mad at is you.
Yeah.
So that's a great point. And like for me now, I have only, when I'm talking to somebody new, I go, oh, so what you watching on Netflix?
Who are you listening to on your podcast?
Who are your podcasts? What's your Netflix? Yeah. So
if you had to fly a flag, which one would you fly?
Because
that would tell so much.
I think you can't even ask that question.
You can't even ask, well, I fly the MIA flag.
That's true. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I guess it could be very telling, but then you'd have to go, you'd have to deep down going, you know, like, what flag do you want me to fly? My flag's rainbow. With a unicorn on it.
I have a Winnie the Pooh flag.
The unicorn has a pineapple in its mouth. Figure that one out. Remember, because pineapples are...
Source of marijuana. means marijuana.
Oh, does it?
Pineapple Express.
Oh, sure.
It's the best marijuana possible.
Oh, got it. Well, it has double layers then, double meanings.
Double rainbow.
Double rainbow. So I have a unicorn behind a rainbow flag jumping over a rainbow into the pineapple in its mouth. And, you know, you figured that one out. Mm-hmm. I thought if you had like a concrete or a statue of pineapple in your front yard, that means that you were good to go, like for sex games.
Pineapple?
That's what I thought. That's what I heard someplace.
What?
I know.
I kind of thought grapefruit maybe. I would think grapefruit more than pineapple.
Got it. I'm sure. Well, that's only because we've heard stories about people
in the grapefruit, doing the grapefruit.
Doing the grapefruit.
Yeah.
And I would think that's just acidic. I don't know if that would
I
be.
I would think it hurt.
I would think so too. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to be very, I mean, I don't know what kind of pH.
You'd have to have some numbing drops.
Or like, how would it affect your pH balance?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, I don't know about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm
But see, if
no
you're into
that.
Sex games, mm-hmm. I'm not sure you're worried about the pH balance.
That's true.
I don't know about the pH balance in this menage a trois.
Well,
I thought it was so funny today.
Oh, please stop you, it. Go for it.
All right.
No, tell me. Go for it.
You were trying to say a menagerie.
Yes.
You were talking about animals.
Yes.
You said giraffes and elephants, and you said a whole menage. And then you said, instead of saying a menagerie, you said accidentally menage a trois.
Yeah.
Menage a trois.
And I go, I don't think that's right. And you go, no, that is not right.
Yeah. And then you were talking about somebody having an Oedipus complex.
Yes.
But you said edifice.
Yes.
And I said, you know, an edifice is just a building, right?
And I go, well, that's interesting because an Oedipus complex is when you want to have sex with your mother.
Right.
And then maybe an edifice complex when you have one of those with your father. Because, you know, a building is very phallic looking.
Oh, got it. Especially the... What's that one building in the by the White House?
The Washington Monument?
Is it what it's Diabolisk or whatever?
Yeah,
is that?
The Washington Monument.
Oh, wow. they should probably tumble that down too.
Well,
that'd probably be okay because that's a phallic symbol.
It's a phallic symbol. It's in. I was watching a little bit of Wash. Okay.
Do you know all those monuments they're turning, you know, they're all those monuments?
Normano's coming in quickly because Elliot's got a dog that's barking. Uh-oh. Elliot's pulled in. Dad's having a hard time. I'm going to narrate this. Father's trying really hard to pull him in, but can't do it. He's trying. Okay. Good job, Normano. So let's see if Normano gets the dog inside.
Thank you for the narration.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. But what I heard was watching because last night was the 4th, today's the 5th, and I came home after seeing some fireworks. Now, everywhere around us, fireworks have been canceled. And so this has given the people of Sauk Valley.
The people are having an uprising.
And they are saying, we must continue the fireworks.
Tradition.
And they have spent money, good money. Doug and I actually went to this little ritzy area behind the drive-in.
Yeah.
Seriously, right?
Yeah, right.
It's by a golf course, drive-in, little ritzy area in Sauk Valley.
Yeah.
And we thought it was a town that was doing the fireworks. That's how beautiful they were.
Wow.
And we were like, holy cow, this is in some guy's backyard.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful to display. Just wonderful.
Hmm.
But I come home last night and I thought, oh, well, you know what? Why not watch, you know, on the History Channel, a 6-part series on Washington? Why not?
George.
Yes, George. And it was fascinating a little bit. But one thing he did say is, and I hope this is correct, because this is what they said, that he emancipated all of his slaves.
Oh, nice.
And they said, and they were having people talk about this, scholars, mm-hmm. and they were saying, you have to go back to that time of the day
mm-hmm.
and that this was a courageous act.
Yes.
And that this was telling of the future that he knew that we could not live in a free society mm-hmm. with slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So he emancipated all his slaves. I'm not sure if it was on his deathbed. It's kind of like, all right, now that I don't need any help anymore, people, you're all free.
That's cool.
I know. And they're like, did you leave me anything in the will, George? Because, you know, we could use a little bit of money. I don't know.
My wooden teeth.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know the whole story, but that's one of the things I heard at midnight. And I'm going, well, that's kind of cool. And so when you talked about knocking down Washington Monument,
yeah,
I would want it to be a full story. Today I woke up to Father saying, you know, they pushed
Christopher Columbus
into the river,
Boston Harbor.
Yes, where there was a tea party many, many, many years ago.
Yes,
hello.
Once upon a time, children.
Yes, I'm like, awesome. Okay, great. And I didn't know how I felt about it. I mean, because I'm grateful that I live in America. I like Illinois. I like Northern Illinois. I like my seasons. We live in a diverse, diverse world, diverse country. We're a nation of immigrants. You know, we didn't come over the Mayflower. We came over, I don't know, probably 130 years later. No, more than that. We came over, you know. Mm-hmm. I think your grandparents set foot in here in the 1900s. Mm-hmm. But they came over from Italy, mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
And so I'm grateful for being here.
Yes.
Now, when I really go to the history of how we got started, you can tell the story about how we really broke free from the English and we got our sovereignty. And I'm like, well, that's kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we kind of neglect the fact that there are groups of people already living here. Mm-hmm. And they weren't that happy to share because we weren't really sharing, because the way they were living, the way we were going to live, were going to be totally different. Mm-hmm. And they don't coincide very well. So we just decided, you know what? We'll give you your own space. And this will be your territory. Mm-hmm. It'll be the shittiest land out there. You mm-hmm. won't be able to grow anything. But it'll be all yours. Mm-hmm. All
yes.
yours.
Yeah, and we're so generous.
Yeah, aren't we? So when I... And then, you know, when I touch those stories, and then you go in, I'm like, ah, you know, I'm like, okay. And then,
but here's the thing. You are smart enough to understand that we have a diverse history. We're not all good. We're not all bad.
And we're here now.
Yeah.
And we can make this country better and better right. for everybody.
Right.
And I want to say
we can evolve.
Yes. And personally, my feeling is, you know,
you don't have to devolve.
Andrew Yang for president.
Andrew Yang. You know who I want.
Yes.
Kanye.
Oh, well, you also want The Rock.
And I want Kim.
Yes.
Kanye and Kim, The Rock.
I was telling Father today.
And I'm not kidding.
No, I know that you're not kidding. I was telling Father today. I said, you know, what I like about Kim Kardashian is the fact that, yes, she started her career off based on a sex tape. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But here is a woman who's getting her law degree.
Yeah.
Who's made stuff happen. Who's been reflective.
Who's like hugely, hugely wealthy, but understands it all.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like, there might be something here. It's yeah. like redemption.
I think it shows you how you can turn water into wine.
Well, that's the truth. And the fact that she...
And the miracle of the loaves and fishes.
Yeah. And the fact that she's married to Kanye, who's very religious. Mm-hmm. And I think she's... I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they don't talk about it in their show, but she's quite religious.
Both. Kanye started the Sunday morning services out in the field.
Yeah.
And at first, just a few people showed up. And now it's just crowds and crowds.
Yeah.
And everybody's doing Sunday morning... Because it's got good old gospel music.
Yeah. And so I'm like, you know what? Maybe it could truly unite us all. Because I think what we're all tired of mm-hmm. is just the so divisiveness. And, okay, like we got a letter. We got an email from a preacher guy who were on his list. Mm-hmm. And he said that this is the weekend that he, every weekend that he has his...
Once a year,
Bible school family gathering. Mm-hmm. And 1,000 people show up.
Easily.
Now, he was going to cancel it, but he talked to the people of his state. He figured out how to do this. And once he saw the protests going like, well, wait a minute, there are thousands of people gathering here. Why can't I have a thing? And so he decided to have his school. I might be wrong on this a little bit.
No, you're the family thing. Yeah.
It was a family thing. He goes, well, then this should be okay. If I take precautions, we should be able to do this. Mm-hmm. And so he did it, and he got a cease and desist letter.
Right.
meaning stop what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then he said, I'm not going to stop at what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Now, I like what he's saying about this. I'm not going to stop what I'm doing. It's only a 3-day get together. So if he got this on the second day, you know, he only has one more day. It's yeah. like, come and get us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we're going to only be doing this for one more day. What mm-hmm. are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting to think about in terms of protesting. Now, we've had our protesters, you know, and I've mm-hmm. thought about joining very small groups,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think they're really respecting social distancing. And yes. I also think they're wearing masks.
Yes.
So I'm like, you know, so we haven't. This is why I say we have such a vast country. If you look at the news, you're going, mm-hmm. where the hell is that happening at?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm looking outside my window and I'm going, I've seen golf carts, people with dog walkers.
One lady had a big inflatable swan on top of her golf cart yesterday.
I'm like, yeah, you know, and so I'm like, okay, this is, we're all living our lives here. We're all living our lives. Now, last night I told you, I said, when can I just get mad at my neighbors for doing fireworks? And you said, 12:30. Not
did.
Because I cared.
Right.
My dog was going apeshit.
Yeah.
And he was better than our border collies. Yeah. Our border collies couldn't take it.
Yeah, they
but our Wheaton Terrier, I mean, at some point the poor dog's having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
And I look around, I'm thinking, I wonder, this is a dog loving
community. Absolutely.
And I'm wondering if there's, so you have a circle of dog loving people.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a circle of fireworks loving people.
Yeah.
I wonder if those two connect. Because
mm-hmm.
I certainly love fireworks, but I'm not going, I love, my doggy loving time is yeah. much more important.
Yes. You want your dog to feel safe.
Right. Because you not go crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm curious though, if those two circles connect or mm-hmm. intersect.
Where they meet.
Yeah. And I like to talk to those people. I want to talk to those people big time.
Yeah.
And say, why? Please let me know why. Oh, just by the way, that noise, if you heard that noise in the background, that was just my app saying, hey, did you meditate this morning?
And we did.
Hugh
Jackman.
Okay, so going back to Hugh Jackman and talking about the podcast with Tim Ferriss.
Yeah. Hugh mentions
that he does the Waking Up app every morning
with Sam Harris.
Thanks to Tim Ferriss.
It's the Ferriss Harris.
Yes.
Model.
I think we do Waking Up thanks to Joe Rogan.
I think we do too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and so forth. It's a little funner hearing yes. Sam Harris on Joe Rogan.
Yes.
Like I said, a little bit of mutual masturbation when I hear something with Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
It's like, you're so great. No, you're so great. No, you're so great.
You're so great. No, you're so straight. No, you're so straight. No, you're so.
That's what you feel like.
I know.
It's like, dudes, I get it.
Yeah.
We don't
my
care.
My wife.
Yeah.
My wife.
We
my
don't
girlfriend.
Care. And it's funny because Hugh Jackman mentions his wife
several times.
And it's only funny because in a
alternative universe, everybody thinks Hugh Jackman's gay.
Especially people on Family Guy, because they've referenced that
several times. Yes.
And what we do know on Family Guy is that they're, and as well as South Park, they kind of hit the nail on the head several times.
Yeah.
They
do a lot of foreshadowing.
I'm like, okay. And so talking to my millennials, because I had a really big discussion about this with my millennial girlfriends. And I go, here's the thing. When I grew up, and like in the 80s, they would talk about bisexuality freely. But they would say it would be hard for someone who's bisexual to be monogamous with one person, mm-hmm. or specifically one sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they really meant. And so that was in the lexicon, or like the mm-hmm. zeitgeist of mm-hmm. that time. And so I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense, I guess. I didn't know. I'm like, and then I saw a Will and Grace episode.
Light bulb.
So Will and Grace, the most recent episode, this last year. And I'm like, I don't know why I didn't think about this previously, but Grace's niece is getting married to an to what they think is an obvious gay man. Mm-hmm. Now, Will and Grace know this because Grace is in love with Will and Will is gay. And so even though Grace would love to have a romantic relationship with Will, mm-hmm. they have a very platonic relationship. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but they're getting married. And so Grace decides to go, and Will takes the man and Grace takes the woman, mm-hmm. his name, and they have a discussion. And Grace is like, honey, you know he's gay. He's like, no, he's not gay. He's bisexual. All right. Okay, so he's bisexual. Okay, you get it. Okay, he's bisexual. But he's going to want, you know, you're going to marry someone, spend the rest of your life with somebody who's going to want to be with men. Well, yeah, but that's okay. He's bisexual and he wants to be with me and we were committed relationship. And it was like, you know, you're heterosexual. You might want to get married and you may want to be with other men, but you're going to choose not to. And I was like, bing, 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 light bulb. If you want to get married and you want to be in a monogamous relationship compared right. to a monogamish right. relationship,
right.
it doesn't matter if you're bisexual.
No.
Or whatever sexual.
Yes.
And then that's why I think millennials don't talk about relationships, because it's like, no one cares.
Whatever.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Do what you can do. Do what you want to do. Just, and this is what I was always told.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my parents had a married based bisexual friend.
Yes.
We've got people of many genders and sexualities in our family. Many is probably too big of a word, but it's, you know, the more we spread out.
Yeah.
But you always said it doesn't matter and be kind. Just be kind.
Yes.
Have no judgment. Be kind.
Thank you.
And that's how I grow as grow up. Just be yeah. kind and yeah. don't care. Don't care and be kind.
Except, and also look at advertisements in magazines.
Yes, because.
For the codes.
For the secret, codes of the what they're trying to brainwash you with.
Yes. Thank you, Julie.
Which honestly has helped me a lot, because I see all advertisement as a form of hypnosis.
And brainwashing.
And brainwashing.
And programming.
And programming.
Yes.
So yeah, you told me those two things.
That
always be kind. So if Tim exactly Ferriss says right. to me, which Tim Ferriss asked, you know, you, did your father ever pass any wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
He would go, Julie, did your mother ever pass any wisdom? I go, well, yes, Tim Ferriss. I'm sure like your family has. My mom has. Oh, no. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you're right. My family has passed me on good wisdom. I go, yes. My mom specifically passed on two good things. She says, it's good to be kind than right. Always be kind than right. And second of all, look at every advertisement as a form of hypnosis, manipulation, and what was the next one?
Programming.
I go, and he's like, oh. I go, and that has taken me a long way.
Take you a long way,
and
girlfriend.
That's why I become a genius in marketing. And I've grown my multi-million dollars.
She always said ABM, always be marketing.
Always be marketing. Because realize, Julie, it's always a form of programming manipulation. I'm like, oh, thank you. And he's like, oh, okay. But first be kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julie Peters, it's so wonderful that you're so wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Same as you, Christine Peters. I'm so glad you're so wonderful and that your light shines so bright.
Yeah.
I honor the lightness in you.
Oh, my God. And if it wasn't for you, you've turned me on to so many interesting people. But because of you, I am who I am.
Exactly. Exactly. So what was I going to say about Hugh Jackman now? I can't remember. No, I don't know.
I don't either.
Oh, it's just the idea that, like I said, that we thought, you know, it is in the hidden life of Family Guy that
right.
Hugh might be playing for both fields,
right,
or both teams. I guess he can't play for a field.
But you can be in the field, but not but on a different team.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But what was so sweet is that
it depends on if you're left field or right field.
But then again, there
is a shortstop.
Yeah, I can recommend you listen to this podcast on Tim Ferriss.
Yeah, it is good.
It's a good podcast yeah. because you know Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
and he comes across so sweet and real.
Yeah,
and he was.
And I love the fact he goes, you know, and this is what Julie and I do. It's hard to believe, but
I do.
Julie
I know.
And I read to each other every day, every single day.
We read. Typically, we read spiritual stuff.
We read a book, like we read Jordan Peterson's book. It took us like a year,
right? Because when we read, if you open our books, there are tons of underlying stuff.
Yeah.
We discuss it.
Yeah.
It's about really reading for understanding.
Yeah, and so he and his wife read.
every morning. And so all of a sudden I'm like, I have a kinship. And then I start realizing this is why I don't judge any Rose relationship. Don't judge mine. Because the most intimate relationship I might have might be with my mother. So don't judge, people. Don't judge. And thank God I have Doug on the side. Kind of balance it out.
I was just thinking about something about judgment today. No, it was actually, I can't remember what it was now. I woke up. And I think it was like...
Were you woke?
I woke up.
Woke up,
and it
woke.
Was like a prayer or something.
Yeah.
And I can't remember, but I felt like the Holy Spirit said something about judgment, like, and this is why we don't judge or something like that. And it was something... I can't remember now, but it was like, I was like, light bulb.
Yeah,
and then,
that's
of
great.
Course, I forget. But maybe it was downloaded enough that I will remember it.
Well, it's interesting because I think... This is a different podcast we listen to. I was thinking about judgment as well because I'm really judging my own judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to take the sword of Archangel Michael and cut away all those things that I think are a little insidious.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel I'm a judgy person in the big stuff.
Right.
But if it's a layer of the onion, mm-hmm. and I keep pulling back the layer, I keep going, oh, here is a little judgment that you have here, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing is, I noticed, I typically only listen to male podcasts.
Oh, my God, me
and,
too.
And I'm going, oh, that's a little, I wonder if,
yeah.
I go, now, the truth is, because you and I are women, cisgender women, just to be clear, I guess, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm not sure if I said that correctly, to be honest.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
Cisgender, binary.
I don't even know.
Non-binary.
I've got to amp up my language a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't judge me, because really, I know I'm premenopausal. That's all you got to really know.
You know those words.
I know those words, and my hormones are fluctuating, and so who knows? So what I was going to say, what was I talking about? His premenopausal brain.
Oh my God. What were you talking about? Oh, about a judgment in male podcasts.
Oh, yeah. And so I'm going, and I wonder though, because you and I do a podcast, when I hear other women's podcasts, mm-hmm. I tend to get judgier on them and I compare myself to them.
Oh my gosh.
Like if I hear a male podcast, I don't get judgy.
Right.
I just hear it.
Right.
And I don't, the stuff just comes to me.
Right.
But because I think, I'm just guessing, mm-hmm. when I hear a female podcaster, mm-hmm. I'm always like listening, like, well, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing that.
Yeah.
You know,
well, if we
there's just this judgment
if we wouldn't
going
do
on.
This podcast, which I love.
Yes.
I would really like to do something on the order of Joe Rogan.
Yes.
Because I did not like when we had interviews.
Right.
In the sense that here's what I want you to ask me.
Yes.
Here's what I'll say.
Yes.
You know, you had 55 minutes or whatever. I would love to get in the weeds and do something for 2-3 hours.
Right.
And because at some point, like when I'm listening to Joe and it's somebody that I'm really interested in hearing, about halfway through, I feel like the mask comes off.
Right.
Finally. And because maybe they're tired or they just can't
or they've
sustain.
Drank a little bit too much.
Yeah, exactly. And then it gets, for me, real.
Right.
And it gets good.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that I would like to do.
Yeah.
If I could save my voice for that long.
You probably couldn't. You had to really start training your voice.
Yeah.
And you'd have to drink a lot of water during the
I would have to hydrate.
Hydrate.
Yeah.
Because like right now I can tell your voice is, you probably
should
have a little drink of water,
I should.
Mama.
I will. Okay.
Okay, go for it. I just want to remind you I'm not judging your voice. Your voice is very sexy. I mentioned this to Doug yesterday though. I said, I really feel I need to have a voice coach because I can just tell that groggly voice is starting to enter.
Oh, I know. Isn't that horrible?
And it just starts to enter slightly.
Yeah.
Because we heard one of our old podcasts
10
years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, what happened to my voice? I'm
like,
I don't hear it, Mom, but you heard it.
Yeah, I heard
and
it.
And I could hear mine just a little bit of that, you know.
Yeah.
And it could be just because we're, you know, who knows?
It's an aging voice.
And you don't want that.
Oh, because we're biased.
Exactly.
We're ageist.
See, that's the thing. And so I hear that and going, oh, biased. Aging, because like
dang,
the truth is
dang, can't even open your mouth.
As I see through my own eyes, I am ageless.
Yes,
I'm completely ageless. So,
yes,
but
and what sees through your eyes? I'd like to know. You said you see through your eyes.
I don't know.
Where is that you?
Yeah. My consciousness, I'm not incredibly sure. I like to say it's my brain. If we're right now reading the Keys of Enoch, if you want to get in the weeds in this one, I'm telling you. Mom's read it once already, and we're reading it out loud a second time.
Yeah.
Together, we're reading one key a day. Hitting it about 90% of the time, I get, would think.
This is the most expensive book I've ever bought, other than a textbook.
And well, you did buy a gold lace Bible one time, or did you get that for donating $100 to the club?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you got it. Yeah,
it's a donation.
Yeah.
This I actually
bought.
Yeah.
Yes. The Keys of Enoch. And basically, I'm going to come straight out and tell you right now, people, it is 500 pages of very small text words. Mm-hmm. And it's all channel material of this guy. What's his name?
J.J. Herdog.
J.J. Herdog. Mm-hmm. Not to get confused with J.J. Abrams or J.J. Tolkien.
No. J.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Yeah.
But it is, it talks about Christ and Adam people. And it's like a wild ride.
I'm just going to let you talk because
I
dare not say anything about it.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I just couldn't explain it, though.
I can't explain it either because it's a wild ride.
Right.
And there are a couple keys that hit you so strong and you're like, oh,
the thing is, I find, okay, since because I've been working with it for all year long.
Right. And you and your best buddy, you guys actually meditate on it and you travel, you channel information.
I'm going to put this to you, okay?
Okay.
Since you've been doing this, don't you find that reading this book activates in you something that you start finding clues and connecting dots and foreshadowing?
Yes.
And things come into your field that you would go like, how did this come into my field?
Right.
But only because you're reading now,
right.
your vibration has increased,
right,
so that you can actually magnetize some of these things into your field. It's a wild ride, but it's also very magical.
It is.
Yeah.
It very much is magical. Yeah.
Mystical and magical.
And I'm enjoying my time with you reading. Now, when I heard Hugh Jackman say that every day him and his wife read together out loud, and that he got the idea from, goodness gracious, Xavier on the X-Men. He's also in the Star Trek movies. Mm-hmm.
Patrick Stewart.
Thank you. Patrick Stewart reads every day. He goes, when I turn 60, this is Patrick Stewart talking through Hugh Jackman's voice. Mm-hmm. Which would be an English actor through an Australian accent. And I will just tell you in my Midwest accent.
Mid-Atlantic
accent.
It's the Mid-Atlantic. It's not Middle and it's not the Atlantic.
It's Mid-Atlantic. Okay. That when he turned 60, he realized that he would not read all the books he wanted to read in his lifetime.
All the classics.
So he wanted to start.
Yeah.
But he started reading the books that you would take on vacation for no apparent reason. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and so Hugh took that idea and kind of tweaked it to read with his wife every day. Now, you and I have been reading to each other for years.
Yeah.
I mean, for years.
Yeah.
We
delve into like a book a year.
Yeah. And the funny part is I never thought it was I should tell, like, this is wisdom.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can't think of her name now, but she has a TV show. She's a new talk show host, but she.
Oprah?
No. Yeah. Can't think of her name. Mel something.
Oh,
Mel
yeah.
Brown. Maybe
Mel,
her name is.
Mel. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. But her whole rise to fame,
where
she came up with the ideas 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. Mm-hmm. Like, the only reason why you stop doing stuff is because you have resistance, but you give yourself the resistance for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then do it. Mm-hmm. I go, you've been giving me timers my whole effing life. And I think to myself, and this is when I just get floored. I'm like, When is Tim Ferriss going to interview us?
When? This, when the women of wisdom.
And then now I feel like now that we bought Shopify real cheap and it's like quadrupled.
Yeah. It's even done more than that.
I know. Even though we only bought a few shares.
Because now we can't afford it.
Now we can't afford it.
But doesn't still, it make you feel good though?
We were part of that one group of people going, I bought Shopify at 100. Now it's 800.
Yeah.
Like you did? Yeah. I bought a couple of shares, but still. It's still pretty cool to feel like you did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Didn't change our life, but it felt good to be part of something
at
the ground.
I know.
And it wasn't at the ground floor. No. That would have been lovely.
There's even more people that bought in at 30.
40 or 40. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying is, one, you know.
But the reason we bought Shopify, though, was because we were participating in the Shopify platform.
Yes.
And we felt if we believed in this,
then we should
buy the stock. And that's how we decided on it. And that was, I think, a purely integrated philosophy in which to buy it.
It totally was.
And I remember one of my relatives who died, had a nice estate, but always loved Campbell soup. This was like in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Always bought Campbell stock.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. It's because he believed in it.
Yeah. Oh, just to let you know, I just looked at the time. We only have 10 minutes left in our podcast. I can't believe that. I just thought, I better look at the time and see. Is it true? I know. I think you're right. This time has gone by very fast.
Yes.
I hope it has for you, audience. I feel like it's not been very funny, but it's been interesting.
Enlightening?
Or just interesting in tidbits like. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the brothers. Brothers Paradiso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about the brothers. I won't forget that.
Okay.
But I do want to say this.
Okay.
I'm going to take... Because Hugh Jackman said that he and his spouse read every day, I'm going to bring up to Doug a day about reading through Zoom twice a week, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also going to say this. I know the book I'm going to do.
Which one?
Somebody we heard today or through the course of the last 2 weeks talked about Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, that was Hugh Jackman.
No, it wasn't. It was that guy
from Sam Harris
correct,
who interviewed.
Correct. Yeah.
Who does the blog? Zen Mind.
Zen Habits.
Thank you. Anyway, very nice. Comes across as a very ordinary guy, sweet.
Yeah.
And does legit work. So anyway, and I think that's a problem with us. We don't come across like we're diving deep in this stuff.
Yeah.
Because in this podcast, it's just you and me.
Yeah.
Two women who've shared their whole lives together.
Two broken girls.
Yeah. You know, exactly. Letting it all hang out. The real stuff hang out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but anyway, I thought, so I go, and you go, oh, I used to have that book. So I go, oh, I'm going to just go on Amazon or Google Zen Mind, Beginner Mind.
Yeah.
And the cover came up. And I'm going, I know that cover.
Because?
I know that because I know we have it.
Yes.
But I didn't know when you said it, I didn't know the book.
Yeah.
I'm going, I'm going to find that book. And that's the first book we're going to read together.
Can I take a bet? Yes.
Okay. That it will last literally 1 week.
I don't even think so.
We don't even think we'll crack it open.
I think he will poo-poo it even as you just approach it with
Okay. How if I let him decide the book?
Hmm. You're not going to do Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind? Because I think that would be perfect for him.
Okay.
He needs that.
I will do Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. Yeah. And I will say I will read it first half to him.
Yeah.
For just 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
And then a 10-minute meditation with Sam.
What's the bet then?
Next week when you hear our podcast, people.
Yeah.
We will have done it at least twice.
Okay. And I take bets that you will not have done
and
it twice.
And if I do it, you have to... buy us dinner, which is not...
which is what I do anyway.
No, okay. So I would like to go to the Morton Arboretum.
Yeah.
And it's like $10 for a...
I will definitely pay that for you
guys. Okay, great. And they have touchless...
I can also guarantee you that he will not take you to the Morton Arboretum. Okay.
Well, if we don't do the first two readings, we'll see. Okay, now talk about the brothers.
Oh, okay. But I had something else I wanted to talk about, too, before that. No, it escaped me, darn it.
I'm sorry.
No, but I just wanted to say, too, that the brothers are upgrading our system here at BBS Radio.
Yeah.
And so our last two podcasts have not been downloaded to the Apple, to the cloud, iTunes,
yes,
or whatever.
Right.
And so hopefully this third one mm-hmm. will be, and I think they're supposed to be up and ready to do it, you know, either today or tomorrow. But I would recommend that, how would you recommend that they would?
Well, if they hear this one, yeah. they might have already, we don't know which ones they've not heard.
Yeah.
But the last two, I think were both very good.
Yeah, but last week was funny.
Was really funny.
I mean, I laughed myself.
You laughed out loud, yeah, and you yes. had said the words. So yes. it was kind of interesting yes. that you laughed out loud.
Yeah.
So yes, we're hoping just some technical glitches or their upgrade.
Yes.
An upgrade in service. And so you may get three Life of the Girlfriends at one time.
At one time.
And if you're listening to this one first, because it's the last one that got downloaded,
yeah.
the one right before this.
Is funny.
Is funny.
Yeah.
Quite funny.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So we'll do our last 5 minutes on the coronavirus.
We will.
I don't know. Should we not? Should we not?
Well, we have people actually going to Texas.
Yes.
Which is silly.
Yes.
We think,
mm-hmm.
but que yeah. sera, sera.
Que sera, sera. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about this. They're going camping in Texas. So mm-hmm. I guess that's social distancing. Mm-hmm. Why not just camp here, though? I mean, yeah. it's going to be 100 degrees down there. What's the point?
It's going to be 102 here, probably.
It's going to be 90 all week, Mom.
Yeah.
Now, I say this knowing that I will literally hear every day from you.
Mm-hmm.
We could be in Coopsville.
That's right.
We could be in Coopsville, Julie.
Yeah.
If you just would have listened to me
right.
a decade and a half ago,
yes.
we could be in Coopsville.
I don't let anybody forget that. I was ready. I was ready.
Yes. Didn't know how we were to take care of ourselves there.
I had a plan.
What was the plan? We were going to be truckers out there.
No, we were going to. I was going to own have a van company.
Yes,
I was right. Gonna,
but was there one for sale at that moment?
No. But I was going to manifest it.
Yes,
and I'm still thinking about manifesting.
Well, you should because yes. Hugh Jackman is all into manifesting. He's yes. all into that stuff. He's got a life coach, and every day, like I said, he texts his life coach mm-hmm. exactly what he wants his day to be.
Well, you know, I heard this one woman say, you know, we live in, if you read Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, you understand that everything is based on thought forms.
Yes.
And so I heard this one woman say, look, you provide the thought, the universe provides the form. Be careful what you're thinking. Be purposeful.
Be purposeful.
Yeah.
And then if you combine, now the reason why I'm so effing, I'm sorry people for talking about this Hugh Jackman podcast, because the idea of he's right on target with where we're at in the sense of not yeah. only is he doing life coaching.
Yeah.
He's and trying to improve himself, have manifestations, manifesting his day, mm-hmm. have intentions.
Right.
He's listening to Sam Harris.
Right.
Which
we do every day as well.
And Hugh Jackman, for another side point, grew up, his dad became a born again Christian mm-hmm. and was turned into,
By Billy Graham. Yeah.
Which is like the big guy, right?
Right.
But, you know, and he goes, so I grew up with a lot of Christian beliefs and being kind and doing your best and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He goes, my religious views are different now, but I do believe there is this better and bigger part of you.
Right.
And I'm like, I get that.
Yeah.
Now, Sam Harris, if you listen to him enough, there is a part of him that says, like one of his teachings, Sam Harris's teachings is about meaning
and purpose.
And purpose.
Yes.
Or meaning and mindfulness.
Mindfulness and purpose.
And meaning. Yeah.
Purpose. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mindfulness and meaning.
Yeah.
Purpose is another way.
Yeah.
And this idea, it's like, it's good to have purpose and meaning, but we give it such an elevated flavor.
Yes, yeah.
That, you know, if none of us were here,
yeah.
and, would this world not be just as good?
Right.
Would evolution still not be just as beautiful?
Right.
But because we have decided that we are special, mm-hmm. because of what happens afterwards in some sense, mm-hmm. like we continue.
Well, like that's the difference between Sam Harris and Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
Jordan Peterson, after studying and studying and looking at things decades, says, look, every day we just try to be better than the day before.
Exactly. That's how I live my life.
And in a Zen way,
yeah.
You say, I take care of myself, my family, I take care of my household.
Yep.
And then from there, then I can go into my community. And it's not that I take care of my, you know, the protests across the nation first.
No.
No. You look here first. You look inside yourself. You take care of yourself. Take care of your family.
Yeah.
You make sure they have peace.
Yeah.
You make sure that's all good.
Yeah.
And then you can, then when that's stable, you move out from there. And that's what I believe.
I believe too. And if we all did that, we would all be able to help each other along.
Yeah.
And then witness, like, I know someone who I don't know has that family connection. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, how can I help this person?
Right.
Because they may need a little, because you don't need your family all the time.
Right.
But when you do, you do.
Right.
And if you don't have it, it could be kind of lonely.
Who are you referring to? Just
Ashley.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
That's who I'm referring
to. Yeah,
You know. And Teresa, but I don't know how to get hold of her.
No.
So,
yeah.
You know, but yada, yada, yada.
So, If you're listening, get a hold of us.
Yeah. You know, definitely on Facebook. Come on. Instagram. Christy, Marie, and Julie. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Hey, so Griffin, how is the podcast today?
The podcast was great.
It was great. I think I usually say, Griffin, how was the show today?
It was great.
It was great.
We sound like Tony the Tiger.
I know. It was... I didn't think I was taking it from him.
No, you're taking it from the song.
Oh.
When I chose the song, you know, the
song.
Oh,
yeah,
the song.
The song.
Yeah, and at the very end, we break that up, and then it starts out. It was great.
And he goes, so how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.